Spring Break Ministry takes a new twist in the United States. A unique ministry is on steroids in urban areas, and World Water Day is coming up. Christians are taking action. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of young people in the United States will be heading to Florida as Spring Break 2007 gets underway. Ministry will follow them, but beaches won't be the focus of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings. Hutchcraft says their team of about 30 Native American Christians will be sharing the gospel on three reservations.
They represent about 25 different Native nations across this continent, from as far away as the Bering Sea in Alaska, Eskimo young people, First Nations young people from Canada, Native Americans from all over this country. Amazing to see what happens when they go.
Suicide, drug, and alcohol abuse rates are staggering. The team will talk about Jesus in a unique way.
They can get up and say, Jesus, he was a tribal man from the tribe of Judah, raised in a village. Jesus lived in land that had been taken over by others. He knew what it was to be poor. He knew what it was to die a violent death.
Already thousands have been saved through similar outreach. Prayer kits are available. Go to our website. Meanwhile, learning centers on steroids are popping up across the United States. After a long day at school, inner city kids can come to Operation Blessings, All That for Kids centers, free of charge for enrichment programs. Jody Nelson of Operation Blessings says,
Satan really has in effect stolen the future and hope of hundreds of thousands of children and young people in our country, especially those in the inner city areas. And we're saying enough is enough. So All That for Kids is about restoring their hope and their future so they can become all that God wants them to be.
They're able to share their faith with parents as well. Nelson says grades are getting better, too.
The communities that we have gone into have just embraced us with open arms. In fact, in New Orleans and in New York both, we found people who have a heart for the kids who've been praying for someone to come alongside and provide something for the kids.
Pray that God would bless the children who attend these programs. You're listening to Mission Network News. Last week, we reported historic news for the persecuted church. The alliance of 15 mission organizations called the Religious Liberty Partnership will benefit the persecuted church. That often gets caught in the middle of many organizations offering aid. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
I believe that this is going to be very helpful in helping our brothers and sisters to see the unity that we really do say that we want to have. And then we'll be able to, for example, assist our brothers and sisters in a more wise, in a more unified, in a more strategic way.
Penner says this will help evangelism since the organizations can now combine their strengths.
I'm sure that it's only going to help the persecuted church in order to evangelize their nations more effectively, rather than if we're trying to run two different programs side by side.
You can pray for wisdom for the leaders and that the persecuted church will see fruits of this partnership. Elsewhere, Southern Baptist missionaries in Guinea are praising God and thanking fellow Christians for their prayers. In February, they were evacuated or trapped in their homes due to violent protests. They asked that Christians pray for 20 days, and the response was overwhelming. Now that the situation is calmed, Muslims are again flocking to Christian churches. The missionaries want to thank everyone who was and is still praying. And finally, 13,000 people die every day because of the lack of clean, safe drinking water. Living Water International is asking you to do something about it. March 22nd is World Water Day. LWI wants you to pray for the 1.1 billion who lack clean water. They're also asking you to make water your only beverage that day and send the money saved to LWI so they can establish more church-based water programs that will help not only provide physical water, but living water that's only found in Christ. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.